That rain is falling. The rain, the flood of blessings of the Lord. Are you thirsty for it? Shall we just open up and test more? That God pour it upon me. Soak me with your blessings. Soak me. I'm here in your presence. I have not come unto any man. I have come unto you, God. I have come unto you, God. I have come unto you. Open the flood gate of heaven, oh Lord, upon me. I don't want to settle for less. I'm not gonna settle for less. Lord, let the flood pour over me in the name of Jesus. Open the flood gate, oh Lord, and pour over me in the name of Jesus. Today, I'm going to go with that blessing. Lord, today, I'm not going to go empty-handed. Lord, today, Lord, you're going to bless me. Bless me, oh God, for I will not settle for less. I will not settle for less in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name, oh God. Thank you, oh Lord. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this hour. Lord, I hide behind the cross. And Lord, I say, Lord, I receive unction from you. Lord, I receive, oh God, the host of heaven, the company of the numberless angels. Now, oh Lord, for your ministrations. Lord, for your open doors, for salvation, for deliverance. In the name of Jesus, for transformation of lives. In Jesus' name, for miracles and signs. Now, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh Lord, for prophecy, for gifts of the Spirit. Father, word of knowledge in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And so we sanctify this environment with the blood of Jesus. We sanctify this whole place, oh God, with the Holy Spirit. Fire of Holy Ghost, consume everything contrary. And Father, take charge. Come into our midst and take control. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Shall we just be seated? You're welcome to the presence of the Lord. And I want to appreciate God, the Most High. I want to exalt him because he's the Lord. He remains God. He has not changed right from the time of old. Now, up till now, he's still the Lord. He's still God. I appreciate him. I thank God for the leadership of this place. I want to appreciate them for this moment, for this opportunity. I want to say thank you and more grace to your elbow in Jesus' name. I say, God, take charge. As we have come to the Lord, so shall we be met with him, even today, in the name of Jesus. Brethren, last week we were taking through our faith. Faith without fear. And I could see you charging with that faith. Have you been going about with that faith? Have you been challenging yourself with that faith? Thank God you are here, but I wouldn't know what that faith is doing within you. I wouldn't know that faith that you want to exercise or that you are exercising is doing right away. Right from the beginning of our prayer meeting for the workers, I want to appreciate God for the verses that the Lord used or that he has been using for us. We talked about grace. Grace. If you are able to look through it, you know grace works with something. It works with the mercy of the Lord. It works with God. The grace of the Lord enables us to do so many things. It enables you to realize that, yes, this faith I'm carrying, which way is it pushing me? Which way is it directing me? Is it taking me? Is it charging me? What is it making me to do? Is it making you to sleep? Because this world, so many things are there. I don't know your own. It could be so messy and so difficult that, no, you don't even know what to do. So turbulent, you know, the marriage, the home is so rough, the work is so unpleasant, everywhere is so bad. Where is your faith? What's this world doing? What am I going to do? And what is going on? What's going around? How do I exercise this, my faith? We receive grace in the morning. Grace inspires. Grace enables. Grace enlightens. It opens the sight. With this grace and the faith that you have, Are you going to stand in the law? What is that one going to do? Where will it direct you to? You know, where will you cause you to find yourself? And how will you go about it? Today, I want us to share, you know, and look into this word, plea for mercy. The plea for mercy. Plea for mercy. That's what we're going to look into. And we'll open our text from Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. 46 to 52. Mark 10, 46 to 52. And they came to Jericho. I hope we are there. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. May we hear the voice of the Lord Jesus to follow him in the name of Jesus. Brethren, I said we're looking at what we call plea for mercy. I was talking about the faith you have, the faith without fear, the faith that has brought you this morning. You did not just come to church for coming sake. And if you have come for coming sake, okay, today is Sunday, they said we should go to church. Oh, I've been brought up to go to church. Look at it in this different way. Your faith in a pleading way for the mercy of the Lord. The faith that you have that will cause you to plead for the mercy of the Lord. Why do we need to plead for mercy? I think I started there. I said, life may be so difficult with you. Life may be somehow. Life may not be smiling at you. Life may be such, you know, that is so turbulent in the home, in your work, or wherever. Then you need to ask for something. You need to ask for something. But note it, that every difficulty that you are faced with, know it that God wants to learn something from you. God wants to know that he has mercy at hand. God wants you to know that he's the Lord that you should look up unto. God wants you to know that he's the only one that can hearken unto our cry. But have you tried him? Have you given him the lot of your heart to cry and to search for this God, to seek for this God, to not pour out that burden? Say, "God, it's only you that can do it." He has not seen that in you. Seeing you putting it all upon him, that is only you that will do it for me. It's only you. What is your faith directing you to do? Like from this text that we read, I could bring out two major things. Number one, and that is what you and I could be passing across. The man was a blind man. You know, very pitiable situation, full of sympathetic situation, waiting for you to sympathize with him. And so he had to sit at a corner, asking you to bring alms unto him, isn't it? Asking you to give him clothing, asking him to give you food, asking you to help him. He wants to wee, you have to take him there. He wants to pull, you have to take him there. He wants to sleep, you have to lay him on the bed. He's so much a pitying situation. Empathy, full of empathy. I don't know what you and I are passing through, what you could be passing through today, that we need you to, you know, to receive pity from people, that you have been waiting for sympathy. Will they not show me this sympathy? Will they not realize and recognize that I need this sympathy? They need to empathize with me. And so you are carrying it all about. Is this hand? Is this leg? Is this head? Is this my cause? As if somebody else did not run to that cause to make hay. Is this thing? Is this job? Is this Nigeria? What is that situation telling you to do? That is one aspect of this scripture that we read. The man had that situation. Are you also caring about that? Are you also caring that? He didn't stop there. We move to the second aspect. And I say, maybe Lord. You know, he knew he has heard about the Lord Jesus Christ. So also you. You've heard about the Lord Jesus Christ. But what have you done with him? It takes us to the second aspect of this scripture that we read. That he heard that Jesus Christ was passing. Brethren, something struck his faith that he had without fear. The faith that he's been carrying him. Something pushed him. That faith now pushed him to do something. What is that thing that is within you, that need in you? What has touched, what has it done with your faith that you have in you? I don't know if you can put it together. You have faith, but you have this in you. You have the faith that is not yet scratched. It's like the card that you want to charge. You have not yet scratched it. But something is there. Jesus is just passing. His faith became not scratched by that. And the man did not allow him to, he did not allow himself to rest. He started shouting. He started shouting. Likewise, you today. What are you doing? He was shouting. He was so determined. He was so made up. He was so made up. He's the Son of David. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. The faith in him cry out for plea. He cried out and he pleaded for mercy. He pleaded for mercy. I don't know what your own faith is doing, and I don't know what is going on right away. The man was determined. The man was bold. The man was ready. The man, you know, he gave it all, it will take him. Gave it all, it will take him. And he shouted, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. I don't know what your own is telling you today. I don't know what your faith is telling you. I don't know what that situation you are passing through is telling you right away. Are you just gathering them up together? That this my faith. This my faith. Gear up within me. That this body, I'm not carrying it again. This woe is not for me. This lack is not for me again. This stupidity is not my own. I am going higher. I am going to give it all it will take me. Jesus, have mercy upon me. And you know, another thing, the man did not just stop. You know, he was having something in mind. And that was the end result. The end result of his woe, of his shouting, of his crying. The end result that if I could just get to this man, if I'm able to touch this man, this man is able to hear my voice and turn around. Brethren, what is that one telling us? He says that mercy, when it's available, there are certain things that you must know. There are certain things that you must see. There are certain things you must give it to. Before we just want to, I want us to really get up and say and shout it as it's according to you. That Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. And fourth thing I want you to know is that I said we have been here since morning. And that all we have been talking about, when our father in the Lord who came, you know, he was talking of, he read Luke for us. And he took us through the faith. The faith of the woman and so many things like that. You link them together. The grace that I need, the faith that you need, and then the choir that don't give it less. Click to give God. But it shows that the Lord is here. And I'm putting it to you this morning. that whenever God, the presence of the Lord is, there is faith, there is mercy. Mercy is available. Mercy is available. Will you just rise on your feet and say it, Lord, because of your presence, because I know you are here, and I'm sure of the presence and availability of mercy. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. Jesus, Son of David, shower your mercy all over me. Begin to tell God of that your issue. I don't know that sickness. I don't know that problem. I don't know it. Jesus, Son of David, you are passing by. You are here. Your presence shows the availability of mercy. And because you are here, I need you, O God, to pour out your mercy. I have carried this war long enough. Enough for this unhappiness. Enough for this unpleasant moment. Enough for this failure. Enough for this sickness. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. You have opened the floodgate of heaven. And so let this mercy come unto me. Let me, O God, behold this mercy. Let this mercy, O God, pass through my situation. Let this mercy touch me and cause everything to turn around. Lord, you touch Bartimaeus. Lord, you touch his eyes. Father, you hearken unto his cry. Lord, you will hearken unto my cry. Hearken unto my cry. Let that job come. Let that job come. Remove this lack. Remove this joblessness. Remove it, oh Lord. For I need this job. Lord, I need this expansion in my business. I need you, oh God, to expand me. Enlarge my cause, oh God. Jesus, thou Son of David. Jesus, thou Son of David. Have mercy on me. Have mercy upon me. Show your mercy unto me. Hearken unto my cry. Open this door unto me. Grant me, O God, Lord, that I desire. Grant me, O God, Lord, that I desire. Give me the fruit of the womb. Yes, they are the heritage, O God. Yes, make my quiver. Make my quiver to be full of them all. Father, help me. Lord, grant me this grace. Lord, I shout you. I shout your name because I know your name. I send my love upon you, O God. Lord, I have come unto you. Show me your mercy. Have mercy upon me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name. Thank you, O Lord. Let him know that is the Lord. Let him know that you have no other God. And that you are here is the only God. I have no other God but you. Oh Lord, I have no other God. And so you will show me, Lord, this mercy. You will have this mercy upon me.
I have no other God.
I need your mercy, Lord. As I run through the month of March, as I go through this year 2019, as I carry this one body, Lord, let your mercy come upon it and roll it away. In the name of Jesus, and you will do. That is why I have come unto you, Lord. That is why I have come unto you, Lord. That is why I have not gone unto man. I have come unto you, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Shall we just have a seat? Sorry, we'll be sitting up and be standing up this day. We have just come. We have just a few minutes. And I believe the Lord will strengthen us. In Jesus' name. Like I said, yes, you have that faith that you are not carrying without fear. We have been able to shout it to God, but we want to shout more. But within you, what is your attitude? What is your behavior in exercising the faith? In pleading for mercy. In pleading for mercy. I told you that the presence of the Lord shows that presence, that mercy is available. The presence of the Lord indicates the presence or the availability of mercy. Brethren, how do you then
know the presence of the Lord. How do you carry along the presence of the Lord wherever you are? It's not only when you come to church that there should be presence of the Lord. Yes, whenever you come to church, there must be presence of God. But in your home, in your office, wherever you find yourself, do you carry the aura of His presence? The aura of God's presence? Do you carry Him all about? You know, 2 Corinthians 3:17. Let's quickly check that. You know, Joshua 2:11 says that God in heaven and on earth is the omnipotent, omniscient. The Lord is everywhere. He's our God. But 2 Corinthians 3:17. Oh, I thought they would open it for us. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Brethren, I'm talking about the presence of the Lord. And the Bible makes us to read the Lord that the Lord is a Spirit. And that where His Spirit is, there is liberty. There is freedom. Do you have freedom where you are? Is it not that you are just caged wherever you find yourself? Wherever you find yourself and you are caged or you are not free, then God is not there. But when you know that I can exercise what God says I should do, I have the tenets of the Lord, the commandments of the Lord are with me, then you have the liberty of the Lord. The presence of the Lord is there. Hence, mercy is available. Mercy is available. But you must crave, you must thirst for the presence of the Lord. You must be sure and long for the presence of the Lord. You must long for the presence of the Lord. The psalmist say in Psalm 84, he said, my heart and my soul, they long for the Lord. Is your hand longing for God? When you are at home, on the bed, in the bedroom, in the sitting room, in your office, wherever you find yourself, do you long for this God? Is your heart and your soul, you know, thirsting after this God? That God, let your presence be here. I need you to be here. I need you, O Lord. Yeah? That God will be here and you'll be, you know, the longing of your heart, we show it. You have the freedom to call Him Father. No, I read one book, I think I've told us in this book, one woman, an Indian woman, a Muslim or whatever, when she dared to call Him a Father, that was every other thing turned around. She had her freedom and she gained her salvation. Have you had that freedom? That liberty of the Spirit, that your heart, your soul will long after God and His presence will be brought upon you. Hence you have mercy. That's where the presence of the Lord is. God's place, you know, God's presence is a place where prayers are answered. So many things are done in the presence of the Lord. No, you have liberty. You have answers to your prayers. You have deliverance. You have so many things, joy, gladness, which you are not going to. But please do crave for the presence of the Lord wherever you find yourself, and the Lord will be with you. I said, anticipate God's presence wherever you go. When you are going to church, I'm going out, I'm at home, I'm here. Anticipate His presence, that God, you are here. And so your mercy abides with me. Your mercy is available. And so I'm moving with you. I believe the Lord will grant us as we desire this in the name of Jesus. Another one I say that you make personal contact. You come to church. People are here. The presence of God is here. But do you contact as God? Personal contact with God. Personal contact. Have you forsaken the old traditional ways? Yes, the traditional way is come to church on Sundays. Come to church, whatever. This is how you have been brought up. Let's quickly open our Bible to Leviticus 15. We see the tradition, the whole order. We'll be able to look through it and then compare other things. Leviticus 15, 25 to 26. And if a woman have an issue of her blood many days out of the time of her separation, or if it run beyond the time of her separation, all the days of the issue of her uncleanness shall be as the days of her separation. She shall be unclean. Every bed whereon she lied all the days of her issue shall be unto her as the bed of her separation. And whatsoever she seated upon shall be unclean, as the uncleanness of her separation. Brethren, I don't know what can be. That's the tradition in the East, you know, among the Easterlands, in the olden days. In the past, once a woman is horned, you don't come into the presence of the Lord. She's so much separated, she's so much segregated, she's neglected, she's like being ostracized. Are you like that in the presence of the Lord? Do you still take to the old tradition? Let me just come to God, church. They said, I should come. But there's another new way, a new order. Now, this one shows this tradition. It shows the old order. Let's open our Bible to Matthew 9. Matthew chapter 9. Our time is really running. Matthew 9, 20 to 22. Matthew 9, 20 to 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about. And when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. What did he do? What did she do that she ought not to do? Do you understand what I said? She did something that she ought not to do. Instead of being separated, instead of being ostracized, instead of following the tradition and the old order, she came out of her shell. Are you going to come out of your shell today? Are you going to tell yourself that God is here? Mercy is available. I have to come out and link this God and connect this God. You know, she came out. She lived above prejudice. She lived above the old order. Begin to tell yourself that, God, I release myself of the old order. I break loose of the old order. I release my faith to meet with you. I connect with you, oh Lord, today for me to obtain mercy. The Bible says that come to the presence of the Most High with boldness. Hebrews 4:16. With boldness in order for you to obtain mercy. And you know, I said it in the morning, to find grace. If you really have the grace, come out of the old order. Come out of your shell. Come out, release whatever, you know, is separating you from this God. Connect with him. Connect with him. Make personal contact. And the Lord will take us through and show us your mercy. His mercy in Jesus' name. Now I said, be determined. After having this personal contact with the Lord, after connecting with this God, you now be determined. Yes, Bartimaeus decided to meet Jesus. He was shouting until he heard him. People were telling him to keep quiet. He received. He didn't even listen to them. He resisted them. He said, be determined and persevere. He kept on shouting. You can also come to the presence of the Lord like that. You know, when you are able to carry the aura of his presence, you are able to make personal contact. You know, this is my God. I have given myself over to him. I can stand anywhere to say, God, you are my God. God, I believe in you. God, I am your son. Like First Peter says, you know, 1-3 says that I am your elect according to your foreknowledge. I've been sanctified by your Holy Spirit. Can you put that to God? You know, can you heap that, used to God? Can you tell God and put up that challenges that I am your elect? God, why will your presence not be around me? Father, I am sanctified by your Holy Spirit. I have come to the obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. And so this one has brought me to your presence. I have your grace. I have, Lord, the mandate to carry your presence all around. Your mercy must be made available unto me. And so because of that, I am determined. Let's quickly open our Bible to Luke 18. I am determined and I will persevere. I will stand. I will continue to make it. I will continue to say it. I will continue to tell myself that God, you will hearken unto me. You will show me your mercy. I must go with your mercy upon my life, upon my situation. The joy and gladness of the Lord must be released unto me in Jesus' name. Luke 18, 1 to 8. Quickly. Okay. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Brethren, the woman will not stop. That was to a man like you and I. And after so much time, he said, let she weary me. Let she weary me. Will you be persistent on God? Has that not told you? Go back and do it the way of the world. Go back and turn in, go and put two stones together and whatever. What are the suggestions that they have made or that situation has brought your way? And you are already turning to this woman, to a man like you, persisted, and she got what she wanted. Likewise, Bartimaeus, he persisted, he persevered. They were shouting him down. They rough-handled him or whatever. They could have done so many things. He was determined. Will you be determined to ask for God's mercy? To allow his mercy to flow through you today? That God, your mercy must come upon me. I have no other God. Do it the way you will do it. No other man can do it. It is you that will do it for me, Lord. And so I'm shouting. I'm crying. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Show me your mercy. Touch me with your mercy. Lord, transform me with your mercy. And let me not go empty-handed. I don't want to settle for less. I don't want to settle for that thing, that will cause me to be and be kissing stone, to go and be kneeling down for stone or whatever. I have looked up unto you, and because I am looking up unto you, oh God, you will help me and finish my faith. Because you are my author and the finisher of my faith. The Bible even says this, there is a performer. Are you waiting on God? Are you determined to persevere? That God, you are a performer. Many of such that are appointed unto me, will you do for me? That is persistence. That is perseverance. Wait on this God. The Bible in 1 Corinthians says, brethren, be unshakable, unmovable. Stand upon the faith that the Lord has granted you the grace to have, and ask for his mercy. The Lord will help us to wait more on him in Jesus' name. That thing cannot swallow me. Tell yourself, you, this situation, you cannot swallow me. Failure, you are of the world. You are not of me. My God is an excellent God. And so I'm going to pass through excellently. I'm going to make distinctions. I'm going to have that which I have desired, which I am desiring, which I am asking for. And the Lord will grant unto us in Jesus' name. I said, be specific. Some people, yes, having come to church, don't you have personal contact? I've been coming. Yes, I'm determined. Yes, I persevere. Yes, I'm waiting on God. But are you specific? Do you really know what you are looking for? Brethren, do you really know what you are asking this God? I said, be specific and remove all hindrances. Be specific and remove all hindrances. Don't be so ambiguous. Hey, my leg. Hey, I just need a blessing. Blessing for my mother. Blessing for my father. Blessing for what sort of blessing? What type? I need financial blessing. Lord, I need the fruit of the womb. Father, I need this job. This is the certificate I'm holding. This is the kind of job that he offers them. Let this job come. Be so specific. Remove ambiguity. Pray to God that God, this is it. And be sure. Once you are sure of the faith that you have in the Lord, once you know this God that you have believed in, once you have seen him perform before, that's what the Bible says. He's a performer. And he will do it. You know, remove every ambiguity. Stay upon the word of God. And do you know what he will do? You come boldly to his throne and get the verse of the Bible that goes in line with whatever you are looking for. Father, you said none will go barren in your hands. I have come boldly to your throne of grace to obtain mercy. Mercy that will open my womb. Mercy that will open the job for me. Mercy that will grant me favor where I'm going for interview. Oh Lord, that this job will be granted me. Lord, that this exam I'm going to write, I will make it great. I will make my distinction. Having been made the workmanship of you, oh Lord. That's the word of God. He says you are his workmanship, created in the Lord Jesus Christ unto good works. Unto good works. Why will you not make it? Why will I not pass? Why will I not make distinctions? Why, oh Lord? I've trusted you and I'm trusting you. I believe in your word, I'm holding up. Go to the throne of the Lord. Tell him the word of God. Tell him. It's a certificate. It is. And tell him. And you will not deceive. You will not go back. You will not shake. You will continue to stand upon that word. And the Lord will hearken unto our cry and show us his mercy. In the name of Jesus. Do you know what Bartimaeus did? He continued to cry. He continued to cry. I said, remove all hindrances. At a time, he removed the garment. Let's quickly open to, you know, that same passage that I've read. Mark 10. It's in Luke 2. Luke 18. But Mark, let's read Mark. So that will be Mark 10, 50 to 52. You know, and he said, no, 49, when he was persevered. 49 says, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. That's what persistence can do. That's what determination can do. And commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, see, they were still calling him blind man. Calling him with whatever you are carrying. Ah, say that one. She's like this. He's like this. He's like this. I reject it in the name of Jesus. I'm determined. And they say, and be of good comfort. Rise. He called it. Jesus is calling you today. He's calling you. What is that hindrance that you want to remove? Bartimaeus did. In 50, he says, and he, casting away the garment, rose and came to Jesus. Let's stop there first. He said, he rose. He rose up on his feet. And you know, maybe at that time, the garment, you know, whatever wanted to divide, he cast this thing off. Will you not remove every veil? Every disturbing garment. Every hindering garment from your way. That you will this. Remove. Go. I remove you. The Bible says every nail. Every nail that is fastened in any sure place. And even the burden thereupon. Be removed. Let the glory of the Lord. Let the God of glory come in. Let the God of glory come in. Let the mercy of the Lord that is available be released unto me. Are you being charged? No, to remove those hindrances, to remove those gaps, those bus stops. Remove it. Little vines. Little whatever that spoils the vine. Will you not remove them? I said, be specific. And finally, I say, have an unwavering faith. Unwavering faith. Unwavering faith. Is your faith shaking already? Is it shaking? The guy did not just talk. You know? He gave it all he could take him. When you have unfailing faith, it means you are giving your life, your totality, pouring it out on God. That his own timing is your time. You don't understand? That God, your timing is mine. Your purpose is my purpose. Your decision is what I'm taking to. Unwavering faith that makes you to stand and stand upon the word of God. At that point in time, this is what that faith comes upon. Is it to cry? Is it to roll on the floor? You see some people doing it, whatever. That's what their faith is carrying them to do. One brother gave a testimony here. He said he has learned something. That he will continue to pray. That anytime he does not have something that he is supposed to have, he knew he has not prayed well. He had to pray more. He has to pray more. He has to pray more. That's it. Unwavering faith. It's not that somebody will say, come and take it. You quickly run to another place today. Okay, you now come back. No. The unwavering faith will grant you that which you are waiting on God for. Because his timing, his purpose, his decision is yours. And that is why you're standing, not waving, not shaking. The Lord will grant you grace in Jesus' name. You know that same Mark, he said, and Jesus answered and said unto him, because of thee, what will thou that I should do unto thee? That's for us to be specific. But the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And finally, the unwavering faith. He says, and Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Go thy way. Thy faith has made you free. Brethren, I want us to pray this prayer. You can write it down or you can put it in your head. That God increase my faith. Help me to trust you in all situations so that I can live an overcomer's life. Help me to trust you at all times, in all situations. Another one is that let your Holy Spirit empower me to demonstrate unwavering faith. To demonstrate your unwavering faith in all situations, at all times. And therefore, Father, let this faith exercise that I'm carrying, the exercise, this faith that you are going through, become my testimony. That God, I had this faith and he granted me this. That's what Bartimaeus did. He had the unwavering faith and he granted him his sight. That faith granted him his sight. The man that they were calling blind man turned to be another person. The one with the open sight. The one that has his sight. The one that can walk on his own. Not begging for alms again. Not asking for any other thing. And said, after he started glorifying God, do you glorify God in your heart? Psalm 103, 1 to 5. He says, that give this God all glory. For he is the Lord that has given you life. 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 And the Bible says that it is what God desires of us. And in conclusion, I want us to open to Hosea. Hosea chapter 1. Quickly, because my time is flying. Hosea 1, 7. Another person can open to Isaiah 30, please. Isaiah 30, so that I'll be able to round it off. Hosea 1, 7. But I will have mercy upon the house of Judah, and will save them by the Lord their God, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen. Do you have this God? Is this your God? God that they sang to, that they don't take anything for less. Is it the same God? Is it the same God that Bartimaeus fell down and was able to cast his garment off to say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy upon me. Have mercy. Show me your mercy. Show me your mercy. Isaiah 30, finally. 30, 18. And therefore will the Lord wait that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. Brethren, I'm telling us this day that Lord, I'm pleading for your mercy. Shall we just rise on our feet and begin to plead for mercy? Begin to plead for mercy. That God, God, I have no other God. That's the song we're still going to sing. And so, Lord, by this pleading, Lord, you will hearken unto me. That Jesus, son of David, have mercy upon me. I have no other God but thee. I have no love. I have no other God but
about you.
I have no other God. Listen to me and open your eyes and look at me. I don't know what to go from that message. Anytime I listen to a message, I try to open my mind and see whether God give me a message within the message. If you forgot everything about this message, I want something struck me at the beginning, that wherever the presence of God is, mercy is available. Anywhere there is presence of God, mercy is available. And that is something that many of us do not realize, that any presence of God, it shows you that mercy is available. And I cast my mind back unto Jesus when he was on the cross of Calvary. He was being hung and crucified on the cross, and there were two thieves, one on the left, one was on the right. Jesus was present on the cross. Cross symbolizes condemnation, and the only thing the thief on the left side could see was condemnation. The only thing the thief on the left side could see was rejection. The only thing the thief on the left side was seeing was doom. But the thief on the right side saw Jesus and realized there was mercy. And what did he say? Remember me when you get to your kingdom. And the last time, he said, today you will meet me where? In my Father's kingdom. Why? Because he recognized the presence of God confirms the availability of mercy, and he tapped into that mercy. My brother, mercy is here because God is here. Where there is no God, there is no mercy. But when God is available, when his presence is there, mercy is available. And the second thing that touched me in this message is about Leviticus. I want us to read it again. I think you said Leviticus chapter 15. I noted it. Leviticus chapter 15. I hope the media can help us project it. I want us to look at that verse again. Leviticus chapter 15, verse 25 to 26. And if the media is unable to, okay. See, and if a woman have an issue of her blood many days out of the time of her separation, or if it runs beyond the time, can you imagine? If it runs beyond the time of her separation, all the days of issue of her uncleanness shall be as the day of separation, and she shall be unclean. And look at verse 20, which we also read. Every bed wherein she lies, all the days of her issue shall be unto her as the bed of her separation, and whatsoever she seated upon shall be unclean as the uncleanness of her separation. If in the Levitical order, any woman that was having a period beyond no period becomes ostracized, becomes isolated, and everything she thought was unclean. And so by that, they had the mentality they had to be in isolation. But the woman in the Matthew that we read, she broke the tradition. She realized she could get mercy. She didn't allow her environment, her mentality, the tradition of men to hold her down. She went for mercy. Because she knew that tradition said go away. Tradition said you cannot be the means of people. You cannot come out. You can only go and see the daughter and go back to your place of seclusion. But because she recognized God, Jesus is passing by, the presence of God means there is mercy. She ran out. And at the end of the day, what Fishan could not do, Jesus did it for her. I don't know this morning, What is the encasement? What is the limitation? That woman refused to accept limitation. She went for mercy. She cried for mercy. Say, if only I can touch his garment. If only, who told her that? She was only determined. If only I can. So for her to touch the hem of the garment, she had to break the tradition. My brother, my sister, this morning, Jesus is here. The presence of God here for someone who can cry for mercy. Jesus is not just passing by. Jesus is here with us now. If anybody will cry for mercy, I have no other God but you.
I have no other God.
Wherever there is presence of God, mercy is available. Wherever there is presence of God, mercy is available. Nobody could help but in us. I will then ask to cry for mercy on whatever I want to cry for mercy. After that, I will pray and random. Nobody could help Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus was blind. Bartimaeus was also ostracized. Bartimaeus also has a restricted corner where he was begging for harm. Bartimaeus could not see. He longed to see, but could not see. But when he heard about the presence of God, he cried for mercy. Is there a Bartimaeus here this morning? Nobody could help that woman with issue of blood for 12 years. The doctors failed her. Her friends abandoned her. Her family kept her aside. But when she craved for the Lord, she got it. Is there a blind Bartimaeus here? Is there somebody who has been longing and yearning for something for long before? Is there somebody who cried like blind Bartimaeus this morning for the mercy of God? Is there somebody that's going to forget about prejudice, what people have said about you, what people are thinking about you? If that woman was thinking of the Levitical order, she would stay in seclusion. But because she knew the source of the solution was Jesus, she broke the dagger and went for God. Is there someone ready to push through the crowd and hold on to God this morning? So many people are here. So many, we have more than 100 people here. But can somebody try in his spirit, in his heart, cry and reach out and come out of the crowd and grab the hem of the garment of Jesus Christ? Is there someone like Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus was small. Zacchaeus was retarded by physical, by his physical constitution, by his physiognomy. But he pushed through the crowd and climbed the tree so that he could see Jesus. Is there somebody this morning who cry for mercy? That's why I stand now. Cry for mercy. Ask God for mercy. Tell God that thing you want God to do. We nobody has been able to do. Yes, pastor has not been able to do it. Yes, the church has not been able to do it. Your husband has not been able to do it. Your wife has not been able to do it. Your family has not been able to do it. Your friends have not been able to do it. Your contact and connection have failed you. But today, cry for mercy. Tell God, I'm crying for mercy for this thing. Lord, have mercy on me. Regarding this and thank God for that thing. Because after blind Bartimaeus cry for mercy, Jesus asking, what do you want me to do? Yes, I can hear you that you are crying for mercy. But can you tell me what do you want me to do? If it is money, I will give you. But I need to know from you what exactly you want me to do. Can you cry for me this morning and thank God? Where do you want the mercy of God to locate in your life? What is that issue that what the mercy of God to locate in your life and transform in your life. Can you tell God this morning? Can you tell God this morning? Cry, cry in your heart. Cry in your heart. Maske pepepe. Raigas kabalwanga. Ma anseke popo. Rusai bakasubo. Reke seba lwanga. Jerimas kindolia. Ra indu subobu. Ri imbakasada. Raiga gagasada laba.
I have no other God but you. I have no
higher.
Mercy and manifold grace. God of mercy and manifold grace. God of mercy and manifold grace. The third time. God of mercy and manifold grace. The fourth time. God of mercy and manifold grace, the fifth time. God of mercy and manifold grace, the sixth time. God of mercy. A manifold grace, the seventh time, meaning completion and perfection. Lord, let your mercy and your manifold grace bring to perfection everything which your people are yearning and longing for this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every matter that is pending, every issue that is hanging, everything that is suspended, every venture and journey and endeavor that is here to get to the point of testimony, God of mercy and manifold grace, bring them to completion in the lives of your people this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your people have cried for mercy. Your people have cried for mercy. Lord, we are crying for mercy. You did not ignore Bartimaeus. Lord, do not ignore this morning, Jesus' name. Do not ignore the cry of your people this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you honor the efforts and the faith of the woman with the issue of blood. Oh Lord God, oh Lord God, oh Lord God, honor your presence with the mercy in our life this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever your presence is, your mercy is available. This morning we tap into your mercy. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Every area where judgment have been standing in the way of victory for us. Every area where judgment has been standing in the way of testimony for us. Every area where judgment has been standing between us as answer. Let mercy take over. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. For in Jesus' name we are praying.